Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Today we celebrate the birth of Danny V.
Yes.
Happy 38th birthday, Danny.
Hey, thanks. Big 38. What do you got planned for today?
I'm going to go to lunch with a friend, then I'm going to go to happy hour with another friend, and then I'm going to get pizza and beer for dinner.
Wow. Nice.
Whole day.
Nice, yeah. Oh, and I also have to take Sarah to the airport.
Yeah!
So that's like the one like spot on my day.
Wait, for your birthday, you have to drive her to the airport.
You know what? She was very nice and took me to the airport last week, so.
But it wasn't your birthday or her birthday.
It's true.
She would never drive you on her birthday.
Which is tomorrow.
I might.
The fact that you said might answers our question.
Yeah. I would have probably already had my day jam-packed anyway. Yeah.
So with all of this birthday action, Danny, your daughter Lily wanted to do what now?
So I don't know. We were on FaceTime the other day and she goes, "Dad, your birthday's coming up. You should interview me for your birthday." And I was like, "Well, what do you want me?"
Is that her version of a gift to you?
I don't know.
Probably,
but okay.
It's going to be a gift to us.
It just kind of went as all of my conversations with Lily do, where she just decides to get a little sarcastic.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
All right, so
she already sounds annoyed, and she wants to do this.
I know.
This is so great to me. I just love this. What do you want from me? You're the one who wanted to do this.
Hi.
All right, so what's up?
I'm making ice cream.
You're making ice cream. What kind of ice cream are you making?
Vanilla.
My girl. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The best flavor.
And when she says, let me clarify, she says she's making ice cream, that means she's scooping it out of the container and putting it in her bowl.
Oh, I thought she got one of those the creamy mixers.
No. She was putting it in a bowl so that way she could go sit at the table and eat it. And mind you, she goes, "Dad, it might be a little loud. I'm going to be eating ice cream this whole time."
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we're talking birthdays, so she's obviously celebrating with ice cream.
Did she make the sprinkles?
No, she doesn't like sprinkles.
Oh. Okay.
So you told me you wanted to start recording. Why?
Because I want you to interview me about your
family. So it's just vanilla with nothing else?
Exactly.
You were so into that like 2 seconds ago. My girl.
Yeah, I love vanilla, but I thought like you add a little bit something to it. Like we crumble up some pretzels or some sprinkles.
No toppings.
Whipped cream on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, just plain vanilla is weird.
Because I want you to interview.
Not even like chocolate syrup?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not.
Because I want you to interview me about you and Sarah, because I know it's your birthday.
Oh, okay. You want to interview me about me and Sarah. Okay. Who do you like better?
So you had no chance to prep?
No, not at all. I just came up with these on the fly.
Like a true journalist.
Yeah, right?
Who do you like better, me or Sarah?
Let's go.
Wow, this is...
What do you think?
It's a long pause.
Wait a second. Didn't you just say dad right off the get-go?
You would think.
Well, and I'm still like, say me, say me.
Wow, this is taking way too long for you to decide. What is Sarah's favorite color?
Wait, did she say both?
She said both, and that was it. And then she immediately was like, next question. And I was like, what?
Yeah! I love her.
Wow.
What is Sarah's favorite color?
I'm guessing it's pink.
Is that right?
That is right.
Wow.
Look at her. She knows her really well.
I know.
What's my favorite color?
Orange and black.
Right.
What is Sarah's favorite thing to do?
Go to concerts, probably.
Well, it is funny. You are flying to Vegas to go see a concert for your birthday.
She does know me so well.
What kind of concerts?
Ones that the show paid for.
She's not wrong.
I almost died.
Is the show sending
that.
You to Vegas?
No, but I mean, Sarah's not opposed to a free anything.
That is the most accurate statement ever, Lily.
$3.99 is your favorite price.
It really is.
Yes.
Wow. What is your favorite thing about Sarah?
She's fun. She likes to go everywhere.
What's your favorite?
Much to George's anger.
At least a 10-year-old likes it.
That's right. She knows what's up.
What's your favorite place that you've been to with Sarah?
Funko Pop.
That was a fun day.
Nice.
What did she make when we were at Funko Pop?
A Funko Pop of her. I'm pretty sure she also made one of Joe.
No, it was George, remember, her husband?
Oh, yeah.
That would be kind of weird if you made a Funko Pop of you and your brother.
The funny thing is I was making one of Joe.
Yeah, that was all you.
Yeah.
That's a bromance.
Yeah, of course.
Right, that's not weird.
No. Yeah, not at all.
What is your favorite thing about me?
You're fun. And you're nice. My dad.
That's a good thing. What is your favorite thing that we've ever done together?
Disneyland.
What are you most looking forward to in 2025 now that I'm going to be 38 and Sarah's going to be 40.
Oh my gosh!
She better have corrected you.
Well, let's find out.
Going to Wild Waves.
Wow.
Do you actually believe that Sarah is 40?
No.
Oh, okay, well, how old do you think she is?
At least 45.
You are kidding. You set her up for that.
I didn't set her
yes,
up.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Happy birthday.
45?
43.
The day before my birth, you're treating me like this?
Yes. Yes, she is.
You look like you're 85.
Wow.
What is happening?
I don't know.
What is in that ice cream?
Vodka? Okay, I like that.
Probably.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
I'm waiting.
Happy birthday, Father.
Wait, aren't you gonna sing happy birthday to me?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I really don't understand what that entire thing was about.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I thought she was going to tell a story about us. I thought she was going to say nice things.
She just wanted to roast both you and Sarah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
She is, I mean, I probably was like this too when I was 10, but she feels like she's like in her teens already.
Oh, yeah,
with like
spicy.
This sassiness.
Oh yeah.
Good luck for the next 8 years.
Someone just texted, what is Danny's beer of choice for today's celebration? Happy birthday, Danny.
Oh, it has to be a Cloudburst beer. Mm. One of their IPAs. That's my favorite brewery in Seattle. So I'm going to go to the Beer Junction tonight in West Seattle and have a couple of those.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Moto Pizza. Oh, yeah. Let's freaking go.
Moto Pizza all day.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.